what are you doing to help your situation? Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra. Dating sucks.
Question mark.
Thank you. I'm your man, Big B. And before I even introduce Rice to the crew, I just want to put one thing out there to answer, hopefully, this question for the last time. So please stop asking, stop emailing. Dating Sucks is the name of the show, and it has a question mark. Okay? I don't need pats on the back. My crew don't need pats on the back. We good. We good. We out here learning. We feeling our way around this thing. We're not afraid to take our mistakes from the past head on and understand the roles that we've played and the positions that we're in. So don't come to me with a pity party story about, oh, I'm sorry dating sucks for you. No, I'm good. I'm all right.
Someone said that?
Someone's keep saying, like, the fuck?
Are you ignorant?
Yeah, it's the name of the show, mm-hmm. And there's a question mark. So
it doesn't have to suck.
Well, I definitely appreciate the concern. Ain't nobody here about to slit their wrists. We good.
Hell no.
All right.
Over, nigga?
Nah. Right?
We trying to help you.
With that being said, I got the Dating Sucks crew with me. I got back in the studio with the bionics fully intact. Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hey, I'm back.
Loving it.
Yes.
I got with a clear, valid passport and what's the new IDs called? What's the new license we got to get?
I have mine.
Oh, the state with the little star.
With the star, yeah. He is certified, y'all. Diego.
Hey, Interpol is checking after me.
Oh, boy.
Shit.
We'll
be taking auditions for Diego's role. And it's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Ayo.
Unless you're driving, then you'll die.
I still need you to do it. Go out do and blaze
it.
The glory.
Do it. Damn
you
it.
Do it.
So do it.
To be satisfied.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. So bold.
See, this is what we get for not taping often. Rusty, gotta blow the dust off of it, and then we act like crazy balls.
Last month, right? So we're on schedule.
No, like two weeks.
Yeah,
it wasn't 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't two weeks.
About 3 weeks ago.
About Trace.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but you were on the screen, man.
Oh, yeah,
you weren't in. You weren't actually in the studio.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so we're all
your presence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your presence is a present.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah. I love you.
In the hospital after heavy sex.
Wait a minute.
Don't be telling her business.
Sex brought me to the ER.
Hey. I don't even know.
That was a show. Remember that? Sex took me to the ER?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that shit.
What channel?
I'm hoping that's for
is it on
reasons.
TLC?
Mate.
TLC? It was a TLC
clap
show.
Or something.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
That does not sound good.
Yeah, gerbils are
good. Why have we gotten away from, like, words like that for communicable diseases? Remember when we had to clap?
Clap was a good
that shit sounds scary. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit make motherfuckers not want it.
Hey.
Now they don't use words like they use, what is it, HPV? Mm-hmm. And all that. That's it.
Yeah,
that don't scare nobody.
Yeah, HPV, yeah.
That 1 year itch, the crabs.
One year.
It's a
one year itch.
Nah.
It lasts for
it
a year.
It don't have the psychological trauma of it, though.
Oh,
the PTSD after having it.
Oh,
really?
Snap.
About a year.
Really? Was a year?
That's what they called
it. It's like ghost crabs.
Man, anything that happens down there, you'd be like, oh, shit, they back.
I can tell you some stories about that.
Oh, Lord.
That's sexy.
I'll see your 200 in the race.
Right, okay.
But, nah, real talk. I think if we brought these real-life terminologies back,
people would be careful.
People be more careful.
No, I mean, these kids out here, they wilding out.
Not the kids, but the older kids.
The older kids.
They ain't set much of
there.
Examples. at all.
Everybody's like, why not?
Yeah. Don't be out here getting the coots.
I think they should come out. Instead of condoms, they should come up with something called spray on dick.
Huh? Spray on dick.
Yeah. I said a condom. You can just spray your condom on it. And it's like, psst.
See, nah, because y'all sloppy. You know you're going to miss something.
Okay. You'll miss that one spot.
Or you'll be like, oh, no, it's on. I swear in such a hurry,
they don't get the whole.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yo, you just put it in
I sprayed it. I swear. How you going to know?
Niggas be in the corner talking about, psst.
Oh, hell no.
No, you just spray the tip. Spray the tip. Man, that's all it is.
Like have a force field around it?
Yeah, a force field. Like a spray. Yeah, right. You spray the tip and everything else is good.
What if you got the coots on the rest of it? On the right, on the shaft.
On the ball side?
Shaft coots.
I'm just saying.
I don't think that's where the disease comes from. It's the shaft. I think it's from
depending on which one.
Yeah.
Genital warts.
You had the herpes.
Knock you down every time.
Well, isn't that still from the tip of it as far as getting the semen on there?
I don't know.
Diseased dick.
Like I said, hold on. Let's not move. That's not just down talk to Johnson.
That
red snapper is
real.
That
red snapper is real.
I'm talking about what he was talking about.
Well, I would say, like, do a check. I don't think you can do a check. Do a dick check.
I do think that there should be more male contraceptives. Because there's a lot of shit for women. Like,
y'all are lazy.
Y'all got to do a lot of shit.
I wouldn't trust you.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm just saying, it's coming from the condom is so...
We should be able to do like a 24-hour kill, like take a pill and just kill our shit for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
But you're not going to remember that you took it. Damn, did I take the pill?
You going out for the club, you spray that cologne, and drop that pill.
Yeah, right. That's just the condom.
Some of
the
y'all...
And what they should do... If niggas out here bluffing and they ain't take that shit and they say, no, I took it before I left, I swear I did. And you come up pregnant, they should make child support the most unbearable thing ever known to man. Yeah.
A lot of times when dicks get caught.
Like for real, like you should work and get $5. Everything else goes to the lady.
What does that mean?
You never heard
for
of
you out here faking.
We're having two different conversations over here, so.
No, actually, question.
No, I'm just saying, sometimes your dick, a lot of times guys you talk to, and they when they wear condom, the dick get condom drunk.
So I asked them, I said, what does that mean?
That means that, when they put on the condom, your dick get like, because it's like, and so a lot of times guys, I can't wear a condom because my dick get condom drunk.
Or they hit you with it, let me just get a couple plumps in, then I'll put it on.
Because then you get that
little herky-jerky joint in your back.
Moral of the story is protect yourself.
spray on. Mm-mm.
Just use what they have at the drug.
Don't trust a man. Remember to put a spray.
Or take no pill.
To take a pill. Don't trust it. Mm-mm. Now, if it was the other way around, where they would get pregnant, then of course they would take that shit.
Oh hell yeah! Ooh.
But
I couldn't imagine.
But that's not how it works. Nope. So. Anyway, let's get this party started.
Okay.
Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ask your question, please.
Okay, so I was talking to my girls the other day, and my girls are very actively dating. They're like all different ages. So one of my girlfriends, she's just recently out of a long relationship, like 15 years. So she's back out there. So she went on a date.
Good for her.
Go ahead. She's cute. Good for her. Thank you. So this not means her. So she went on a date last week and she said, so she called me. She said, listen, I went on a date. She said, it's been 3 days and I haven't heard from him. She was like, do you think that's a red flag? So I was like, this is a question for my crew.
What
if he's busy?
He ain't that busy. First of all, let me tell you, if a dude's into you, he's gonna call you ASAP. Okay?
Like in the car, like on the way home?
Sometime in the car on the way home, I had a great time. The next day he's gonna text you. Some type of communication is gonna go on if he's feeling you.
Not 3 days.
3 days, he thinking about you. Ugh. And you probably 15 years of the date, that probably means that you're old. You're probably done.
I'm not done.
How old is she?
It doesn't matter, but she's in shape. She does triathlons. Like, she swims.
I see old ugly bitches do triathlons. So she's not ugly. Like that?
Age doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah.
Because, I mean, you can be, like, you know, in your 20s, your 30s,
yeah,
your 40s. It doesn't matter. Mm. But focus on the question where she's asking if someone calls, does not call you after a date.
Yeah, he's not interested. That's just,
yeah, like right away, like after 3 days.
Okay, so what is the point in which enough time has gone past to say, okay, they may not be interested?
I'm going to go with the next day. I mean, real talk
in our generation, like, nobody sort of wanted to be that press person and call the next day. So, you know, you kind of wait it out.
You don't even have to call. You can at least send a text. Goddamn, do you at least care I got home safe? Shit. Huh?
No text shit, no.
Okay.
We ain't hit you on the beeper until,
it
like.
It's not that new. Where you could, I mean, come on. If you're a gentleman, can you at least, wait till the next, did you make it home? Did you die? Like, what happened to you?
Yeah, I never asked nobody if they
did. I mean, and nobody, I'm not even saying you have to be like, I had a lovely time last night. I'm sure we can do this again soon. I mean, you could just be like, as y'all always say, good morning, beautiful. Did you make it home safely?
Nice.
I mean, damn, that's common courtesy. Your mama should have taught you how to do that.
I'm saying.
But 3 days.
Yeah, he's not interested.
Yo, man, unless he is like the president of the United States of America, and no, it don't matter.
Okay. Yeah. I think 3 days is a bit excessive.
A bit,
and by now it's probably 4 or 5.
It's about a week now.
Did she call him?
No.
Did she text him?
No.
Well, then maybe she could have.
By like day 2.
She's more old school, so she's like waiting.
Oh, shit. You gotta stop that old school shit.
I mean, really. If she was interested, she could have said the next day, good morning, beautiful. I had a wonderful time last night.
And that's a valid point. I mean, do you wait 3 days or do you initiate?
Hell no, you don't wait 3 days.
Or do you initiate a call and then start the clock?
But I'm saying you don't even have to call. If she's feeling uncomfortable, she doesn't have to even call. She
or text.
Just,
either one. Or communicate.
Right. Some type of something.
Some form of communication. Right. Do you put that out and start the clock from then? Do you say, damn, it's been a day, he hasn't reached out. Okay, let me shoot him a text like, hey, it was nice meeting you the other day, da da da, and see where it goes. Right.
Now if he doesn't respond back, if she would have sent him a text and said, you know, thanks for, you know, last night, it was really fun, da da da. And if he didn't respond,
then you have
then the writing's on the wall.
Right. So, yeah. But I'm saying, but 3 days later, unless he died in a car accident.
Right.
What
if he got on a plane and went somewhere, but he could still call from any country?
You know, you can text and call people on planes these days.
Yeah, you can.
And then there's like Wi Fi when you land.
Now, why didn't she ask whether he got home safely or not? She could have done that.
I mean, if dot dot dot, she is old school. Sure, I can understand her trying to wait for him to get in contact with her. But I mean, and as we said, the flip side of it could be that she's like, I mean, that he's like, well, how come she didn't text me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
True, but
so they both playing
this.
I
think that's kind of a suck up.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying, but people play games though.
I understand, and. But in that case, count yourself as lucky.
Exactly.
You
know. I was gonna say that exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's if the meeting was like, you know, moon, stars, quasars, fireworks, and everything, and y'all both really, really seemed to be into it, and it was one of those things where you didn't want to leave each other. It was just like, damn, you know, gotta go, and, you know. Then I don't think it's too far-fetched for the lady to say, hey, I made it home, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, at the same time, let's be real. I mean, a gentleman should definitely, you know.
Yeah. And you can't do this. You know, I'm so sick of women talking about, well, I'm old school. Well, bitch, you're going to be by yourself. Okay? Because the bottom line, this is new school. Old school is back then. This is a new day and age, okay? You said you were in a 15-year relationship, you dumbass, and this is something totally different. You can't sit there and adapt your old school ways to new school ways. If you want to find out whether this guy was interested in you, then, like, you know, Queen said, you could have sent the text hey, I had a wonderful time. Hope to hear from you. And if he didn't reply, you got your answer. But stop going with this bullshit where I'm old school. You'll be by yourself. Okay?
Right. Yeah. Heard that yeah. I mean, I hate to say this, but I agree.
You agree?
I mean, it is. It really is a different time. Because even having the conversation with my mom, she will say, like, oh, you know, dating and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, it's different out here than it was, you know, like, hell, 5 years ago,
yeah.
2 years ago, you know, it's different. And especially with the advent of social media and, and as B said, it's like you go from beeping people to, you know, texting or, you know, or whatever, sending direct messages. It's totally different out here. And, well, I feel bad for her, but tell your friend, move on.
Let me throw this out in the game. What if it's a situation where you met, you exchange your numbers, you know, you text the next day, and it's been a situation of text, blank day, response, blank day, response, blank day. Basically, y'all back and forth. Y'all can't never seem to get on the right page. You busy, he busy.
Y'all ain't interested.
But y'all got these sporadic texts every now and then. Is that sort of the same?
No, you're not really interested.
Wheelhouse?
Yeah, you're not interested.
Not interested.
The thing about
all.
With a dude into a girl, he's going to be on her like white or rice.
Oh,
and vice versa.
And vice versa. Yeah, I mean, but the dude's going to be like, hey, da 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 da. He's going to be doing that. He's going to be on you. If it's that Morse code shit, you know, and then next thing you don't hear from him, then you hear from him, then you don't hear from him. That means that, you know, he's not interested.
Right.
You're just the next one up.
Right. Or somebody canceled that night.
Right.
Or seriously.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I mean, because. I don't understand the concept of if you really like somebody and enjoy their company, that you don't communicate with them. And y'all know me, I hate talking on the damn phone. But if I'm interested in someone,
No, I'm just saying, talking on the phone. What you doing?
Right. Hey, girl.
What you wear?
My pajamas. My flannel pajamas, but. But seriously, if you're like interested in somebody, you're not gonna go days without talking to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, everywhere you go has Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Everywhere you go has Wi-Fi. I mean, you could at least, even if you're off the grid, like your ass went to like Bora Bora, you'd be like, I'm going to Bora Bora. As soon as I hit a cafe, I'll at least send you a text or I'll email you or I'll WhatsApp you or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't just like go, like you said, B, it's like talk or text. Skip day, talk text, skip some couple more days. To me, that just tells me you're not interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you can always sign her up for Diego School of Dating.
Yeah, that's the next step.
I think that shit's about to come down to close. Didn't that lease not get renewed?
We're still lobbying. We're still lobbying banishment.
He said he can still hold classes.
Oh, yeah, we still hold classes and stuff.
Boy, you know,
But it's month to month.
I heard there was a new superintendent of schools. And so I didn't know if that school was still open. But, yeah. Okay.
Continuous lease.
All right, so I have another girlfriend. Lynn. Okay, that's you. Sorry, B. Go.
No, don't problem. No mind. Right. Everybody step on my toes. So.
You got big feet, y'all.
You know what that means?
That's small hands.
But, okay, real talk.
Okay.
That's all right. My small hands are ridiculously bigger.
I guess we're not small.
Pull those balls.
Myself out the wheel.
I said your hands are not small.
Oh, I thought you said, okay. You're back in the wheel.
Yeah, I need all the money I can get. Your hands are huge.
So, I don't even, it's a basic question. There's just no way to sugarcoat it, no way around it. You know, I look on social media as much as I can, humanly possible. And I'm starting to see more and more conversations about this as well. But I gotta ask, these filters, I don't know what a Snapchat or whatever the hell. I don't know where it all originated from or whatever. But the shit's out of control.
It is. Amen.
Are
Preach.
These filters, are they just flat out lies at this point?
Yes. They're lies. They're tricking brothers. They're pulling brothers in unknowingly. You think that you get some dime piece, and then all of a sudden you turn it over, it's just a painted penny.
It's a quarter.
No, it's a painted penny. You think you get the dime, it's a painted penny because they done filtered themselves to death. I knew this one woman, she did a filter, and this woman was 60 years old, wrinkles all over, but she did a filter. Thought that she was 30 something. Mm. Come
that's
on.
Not
right.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
You said that's not right.
No.
I mean, I guess my thing is this. It's one thing if every now and then a little new little filter come out and put the little flowers around your head or whatever, and you just want to be cute and post that one. But if put it this way, if 7, 8, 9, or 10 out of 10 pictures that you take have a filter on it, you lying.
Yeah.
You are, as we used to say, perpetrating a fraud.
Yeah.
You might not think it's that big of a deal. But I promise you, you're gonna see how big of a deal it is when they start making a filter for to make the bulge in your pants look bigger.
They do that.
And brothers start taking them pictures.
They do have
that. Oh, they
got
that? Well, shit.
Or they put like aerosol cans.
Aerosol. Oh, wow.
You know those cans? Put them in their pants.
I mean, if it's dudes doing that, I mean, you know, if dudes using filters, that's just bitching.
First of all, if a dude is using a filter, you probably need to question more about his looks. Right. You know, you need to probably question lifestyle as well.
I'm with you, B. These filters are out of control. And it's like, you know something? I want to see the real you. I want to be able to appreciate the real you. Not this filtered niceness and your skin just perfectly smooth or whatever else you do it to your filter, whatever. I want to see you. And especially, you know, I hear a lot of this taking place on those dating apps and women using filters with the little flowers on their head and all that bullshit. That's not you.
Because see, I also look at the flip side to it. Because when you put those pictures up and you get a whole thread of compliments, you have to go home and resort to the bottle or something. Because you know that's all those compliments.
Is that you?
They're coming somebody that's not you.
Right.
So.
I don't think people feel that way.
Mm-mm. You don't think so? Mm-mm.
They may not feel that way a majority of the time, but when it gets to that moment where it's like, oh, damn, another girl in my crew just got married, and I'm still here. It's going to hit you eventually, because eventually you're going to have to start asking yourself why.
I have a girlfriend.
If you're real with yourself, you can keep faking your whole life.
But is it the filter or is it you? Mm-hmm.
She uses filters?
No.
She's just ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell?
She's always talking about, I don't know why I can't get married.
She sounds like a slave? Or does she look?
No, when she's
I'm just
whining,
saying, you didn't hear your voice. Right, I don't know why I can't get married. I'm like, oh, no.
That's what I hear when she does that complaining. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, and every time we go out, we're in a restaurant or something, and we're eating, she watches couples come in and stuff, and she's like, look at her, look how she looks. She's ugly, but she has him. How come I can't get nobody?
Because she has an ugly personality,
wow,
too.
Wow, yeah, I was about to say,
it's
that
aura.
Inside.
She has an ugly aura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Even ugly girls get married, I mean, especially if you give good head.
I'm just saying. So, her and I are not really friends anymore.
Yeah. Have you ever told her she was ugly?
Not for me to say.
That's not for you. Yeah, I mean, beauty is an eye.
I tell my friend he's ugly all the time. He knows it.
Because for me, it's what's in your heart. To me, you're ugly if you're an ugly person inside.
And so. If you're outside.
Yeah, I mean, if you. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't judge women like that, so.
Nope. You judge dudes, though.
Yeah. All right, so you. So
I mean, if you're selfie looks like a hood ornament of a dump truck, then.
Yeah.
You're probably.
Damn, what?
Hmm? Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
your mama will always say that you're beautiful.
You have to.
You got that going for you.
She has to.
Yes.
Because this is an indictment on her, that's why.
Dad is 50-50 because we don't even know he around.
Yeah.
It's like, she's one of those people, like you know how back in the day.
This conversation goes.
This went off the rails.
It just went all crazy.
Per usual.
In other words, right.
And can I just say the whole left side of the room is sober and not drinking? The right side.
First of all, I'm going to let y'all know we might be delayed in recording, as though we don't always are delayed. But I feel like an alcoholic because I have a full drink and I'm completely distracted because I can't find a bottle opener to open another drink.
Wow.
Well,
I'm sorry.
And this is all from filters. See what filters do to us? Stop the filtering.
That's interesting. You know, that was a very interesting question. Actually, it opened up my eyes because I don't filter. I don't even have an app that filters. I didn't even know that was a thing, like a big thing, like now.
Are you not on social media?
I am. But I mean, I see people with the two, but I just didn't know where that was coming from. I knew it was an app, but I didn't know what app it was. But I know I just figured out Snapchat, people doing it. I mean, I see people on IG, you know, doing.
I mean, there's all kinds of apps where, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, where you can Facetune is an app.
Oh.
You know, that'll kind of help smooth out your complexion. You have, what's the, God damn, it just popped right out of my head. See, this is the old part. where it's like you can pretty much chisel down your face, really? Your waist.
Oh,
wow.
You can, like, I can't remember the name of the thing.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
this is like
there are apps out there for damn near everything.
Oh, wow.
You want to change your eye color? You want to change your complexion? You can make yourself lighter. You can make yourself darker. You can just pretty much do anything.
That's just so sad.
It is very sad because that means that you're not comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
Because there, I remember there was a whole conversation about people that are like browner or darker skin that were using an app. To lighten their skin, you know, and I mean that's completely sad. I mean, like if you're brown and chocolate and delicious,
be brown and chocolate delicious.
Okay,
yeah. And if you're light skinned, be light skinned.
Yeah,
that's sad.
It's very sad.
It's a very sad commentary.
I mean, because to me that tells me that there are, you know, stuff you have issues with yourself, and that makes me sad for you. Yeah. And for your friend talking about, oh, she ugly, how does she have him? You got problems.
Yeah, big time.
That you need to work on within yourself. I mean, and I'm saying this from the heart. Go seek a therapist.
Yeah.
How's her head game? She ever tell you about it?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not even about the head game.
I mean, it's one of those people that, like, you know, like how light skin was in the 80s, and she's still thinking that that's still in
the
70s. Yeah. She's still back there thinking that it's still in, but it's not. And because you're light skin, you think you're cute, but...
Oh, yeah.
But you're ugly inside, but you think you're cute. Yeah. So because you're light skinned, that's not flying no more.
In the 70s, that would get her a pass.
Yeah, like the bars and all that. It's like, yeah, but no.
Yeah, wow.
I hope she's listening. I don't want to say I hope she's not. I hope she's listening.
She's listening.
I hope you're listening, ugly girl.
Listening. You know what?
Okay, I don't want to, I mean,
right.
Again, to me, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, just like art is subjective. So,
right.
I'm sure somebody's going to find her attractive. It's just that I think you just need to work on, yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So that way.
You do it like this. You know you look beautiful down there, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, all right. So let's move on because I feel like this is.
Yeah, going crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So my next question is, okay. So my other girlfriend. So she, well, the girlfriend,
yeah,
I love my girls. Hey y'all. So my other girlfriend, she went on a date and she hadn't been on a date in a while. I mean, it hadn't been that long, but I mean, a couple of months. And so she was really excited. And so while she was on her date, she said that she thought that she came on a little bit too strong.
How so?
Like, I don't know. She was just like talking a whole lot, and she was like grabbing his arm, and you know how, you know, people talking and you like kind of like over talk,
like flirty,
yeah, over flirty, rubbing on him. It was the first date, so she she didn't feel good after she left the date, and so she said she wanted to know how she could salvage this.
Is it worth salvaging?
Yeah, she likes him. She likes him a lot, but she just felt like she came on a little bit too strong.
That's fine, but he might like. If she's worried about that little innocent stuff, because a lot of women do that, they're, you know, a little touchy, a little too talkative, whatever the case may be. If the guy likes you, none of that matters.
Okay.
None of that matters. If he likes you, it doesn't matter. And if you think that you turned him off just because you might touch his arm or talk too much, and if you think that turned him off, then he's not for you. Because if he really was into you, none of that matters. So don't even worry about that. Move on to the next.
All right, I'm just curious. Do we even know, did he communicate like the next day or later that night?
I'm not sure. I didn't get that part, but I will get the background on that. She just was like upset. She was like,
no, he didn't call her because she would be upset.
She was like, he didn't call her. I think I was just too overbearing.
I don't think she was overbearing. I think she was just being herself, and she right. was attractive, she was and she excited. Like touched his arm or anything like that.
I mean, yeah, that's like a flirting technique 101. Yeah. You touch somebody's arm to let them know that you're interested right. in them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, yeah. what people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, I'm just, because, I mean, it would be helpful to know that she did this and it didn't work out. And then he didn't call her back. But even if she did that and he did, let's say she did that and he didn't call her back, mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily mean that what she was doing was overbearing or too much. That could just mean that maybe, you know, he just wasn't interested mm-hmm. in her. But, you know, she could go out on another date and then somebody else would be interested in her. In yeah. her.
Right.
Because, you know, like I said, those are cues where you know, you let someone know that you're interested in them. You'll talk to them and you'll touch them. Mm-hmm. You'll touch your face or you'll touch your hair or, mm-hmm. you know, there are those flirting kind of cues. Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Not that. That's not that cue. That cue is a little bit different. That's another conversation. So.
But can I ask a quick question? Mm-hmm. How long was it before she had gotten out of her last relationship that she got into this?
That's a different
one. A couple minutes. Oh yeah, a couple of months. Like, she really wasn't in a relationship. Like, she's just been dating, you know, okay. kind of like hanging dating, out. Yeah, kind of hanging out.
Okay.
And then she found this one that she really liked, and she was a little bit excited.
The reason why I'm asking is, I was in a very similar situation.
Okay.
And that person had just come out of like a long relationship, like 10, 15 years. And so, like, she, like, couldn't find her dating legs. Like, she was just, you know. And so, everything was exaggerated. Everything was. And so, it was just like, you know, we had met for drinks. And we sat down and like, literally ordered drinks. And, hey, how you doing? Da-da-da, whatever. Hand on my leg.
Mm.
And, you know, and I'm like, all right, you know, cool. All right, let that go, whatever. But, I mean, still in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, damn. I've literally known her now for 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And, but whatever. So, we went to the movies after that. And I'm bypassing a lot. Like, the conversation during drinks was just like, you know, so like, when you ready to get married? And wow. Like,
whoa,
wait a minute, you know, okay, you know. And but anyway, so, you know, we went to the movies, and, you know, anyone who knows me knows I'm tall, and I suggested, hey, can we get an aisle seat, because I need to stretch my legs out, you know. It's going to be a long movie. I know I'm going to get, you know, squeamish, whatever. I mean, not squeamish, but squirmy, whatever. So she started doing all the arm locking and hand holding, and I'm like, nah, I'm not, definitely not there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then it got to the point where now my leg is starting to hurt. She wanted to sit. She insisted I need to sit in the middle. So I was like, all right, well, go ahead and sit in the middle. But now my legs is bothering me. Right. So I'm kind of, you know, moving from side to side, trying to stretch my legs out. And anyway, long story, it was like, you know, it was like she really, like, at the end of that, like, she really, like, wanted to, like, get that good slob down, kissing the whole shit. And I was just like, nah, you know. But the next day, you know, her whole thing was like, you know, are you not feeling me? Like, what's going on? Da da da. You had the cold shoulder and this. And I'm like, nah, you know, I told you what was up, you know. And I don't know, just long story. She just like, it just kept like coming and coming and coming and coming. Honestly, I wasn't that interested, but that made it even worse.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So.
See, so, yeah.
So it could be either way.
She was extra.
But, you know, one problem that I do have with her, and that's that I think a lot of women go through this, and it's probably part of my school curriculum. But, first of all, I get it. You're dating. You're back in the scene. Okay. You're dating. But the fact that you're putting so much on this one guy, like putting, it goes back to the thing. Stop putting your, all your eggs in one basket. That's just one guy you're dating. Okay. You're so caught up or worried about whether he was really into you. Did you come on too strong? You just being you. Stop putting your, no matter how much you really liked him, stop putting all your eggs in one basket. And now you're sitting around moping around the house, sending messages. Was, did I come on too strong? Who gives a fuck? Stop putting all your eggs in one basket. Date the next dude.
True.
You know, I was going to say, I constantly keep saying that. Women, and don't try to say bitches.
No, don't.
Women, okay. I said women, stop devaluing yourself. Stop making it seem like you have to show that you're worthy of him. Let this motherfucker show that he's worthy of you.
All right.
Stop the bullshit.
Stop it.
But and as a human being, though, I can understand her feeling that way. Now, I'm with you where you say just like you can just keep moving. But as a human being, sometimes we do get in our feels, you know, and then we want to know, like, okay, did I do something wrong? Was I a little too flirty? Was I a little too touchy? I mean, because, you know, listening to B's story, I mean, she seemed like, half of us seemed like she was over the top.
He should get some head from her. Just say
it. You know, I don't even think he wanted to.
He would have never got rid of her. She would have been,
he got some movie head. I'm just saying.
No.
Movie head.
Well,
sometimes his leg was asleep.
I don't know if that would have been comfortable. But, I mean, but seriously, like, I just think, like, don't be so hard on yourself and just, you know, like he says, be you. It's human to think that, like, did I overdo it? But think that and keep it moving and find somebody that's comfortable with you being flirty. And, yeah.
Yeah, he could be I a mean, soft like he said, ass nigga.
Yeah, I was going to say, like he said, fuck him. For real. Yeah.
A soft ass bitch ass nigga.
Well, dang. <Okay. laughs> Tell us how you're really feeling.
I was going to say, or that. He could have been one of those.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. She's touching my leg.
I can't stand you.
Okay. I don't think it... All right. Anyway, so I wish I could remember the telephone number. Because I would say, hey, if you guys have any feedback, call the number. But right now, I can't remember it. So just hit us up on indeepshow@yahoo.com. Okay?
202-750-1437.
All right. I'm just saying, I'm worried about a whole bunch of other shit.
I wish we could have a phone call in. We could get like a phone that people call in and shit.
You mean like a hotline?
Like a hotline.
We could hotline. We could hotline it, but
that'd be dot dot dot. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I feel like people aren't, I don't want to say, well, brave is not the word I want to use, but that's the only word I can think of, because sometimes people like will send in, you know, questions and they're not, they don't want to have their...
Except for Stone LT, we blame.
Oh, well, he don't care.
You know. He puts it out there.
Yeah.
He puts it out there and he put y'all out there.
You can be anonymous and stuff, you know, just put
it.
Right.
All you
got to
do is just say you don't want
to... Yeah, block it. Just use your name and just say what you got to say.
Especially if you leave a voicemail. I don't want to know who you are anyway.
Yeah, true that.
We don't know who you are. We don't really give a fuck. Just leave your message.
Right.
Well, we give a fuck. Because we appreciate you calling.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling.
Or
but
emailing
we don't give
us.
A fuck about you. Yeah.
I mean, but your, you know, your identity can, you can stay anonymous. Yeah. We don't care about that part about it. Anywho, so indeepshow@yahoo.com if you want to hit us up. But we need to take a really quick break so B can find his bottle opener. And yeah, we can talk about some things in the break.
Coming on strong. since you've been gone, they've been coming on strong.
Still listening, because you could have turned this shit off, because you might be in your feels. I don't know. And I needed to take a break because I was in mine. So you know how to reach us, indeepshow@yahoo.com, and 202-750-1437. Look at me. 202-750-1IDS. Because we actually do want to hear your voice, too. But we're fine if you want to, you know, just typity-type and send us some feedback or send us a question. That kind of helps keep the show going. And can't do this all by ourselves, people. But anyway, so I don't know why this question, where this question came from. I'm not entirely sure. I'll be honest with you. But the question is, well, actually, it's a two-parter. When was the last time someone you dated gave you butterflies? Or at this age, we all know how old we are, we won't have to put it out there. Or at this age, are you no longer looking for them?
If y'all ain't seen me, I was raising my hand like Horshack.
Right.
I wanted to be the first to answer this for one specific reason. Mm-hmm. It was 1 year ago today.
Oh.
Yep. 1 year ago today. That I met my ex.
Oh.
Right. How about that? No, but yeah, that was the last time I had butterflies.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Everything else has been indigestion.
Oh.
Damn.
You weren't supposed to be up.
Heartburn.
Yeah.
So, okay. So then I'll ask you the second part and then they can answer. Or at this age, are you no longer looking for them? So are you still looking for them?
I think when you get butterflies, that's awesome. I mean, even the toughest thug, you know, they do what they're able to do, or do whatever in their wheelhouse, which is probably going to consist of like getting the teddy bear from the dude on the corner.
Oh boy.
or some roses from the Spanish person in the median. And you know, because they feel moved to the moment. That's a great thing. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ladies first.
Oh, me. All right, so you said, read the question again, please.
I said, when was the last time someone you dated gave you butterflies? Or at this age, are you no longer looking for them?
I don't know. I like butterflies. I mean, I don't expect butterflies, but then when I get them, I'm like pleasantly surprised because you know, I'm not really out here looking to meet somebody and then feel, you know, a little butterfly-y. But, I mean, there's some people that you will meet that will actually take you there. And you're like, sometimes butterflies, they're short-lived. You know, you just have them for just a minute and then they kind of go away. But it's nice to feel butterflies. And let me see, when did I feel butterflies? Maybe last year. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's like,
oh. Yeah, last year.
Was it good butterfly?
Just good butterfly.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Butterflies are great.
Yeah, butterflies.
I was gonna say, this is the person we know that you dated.
Yeah, because we were kind of like on the same cycle there for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even though he had, you know, issues, they were issues in his life. They weren't, you know, just the not this stuff. But when it was just us, it was, you know, he went out of his way to make sure I was happy. So that gave me butterflies. But yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Butterflies. Oh, wow. I don't think I'm, you know.
Are you a believer?
Am I a believer?
Yeah.
I think that would be a good feeling. I think only one person that would have ever given me that feeling of butterflies, I guess. That queasy.
Not queasy.
That's not to say.
No, mm-hmm. Not
crazy. That kind of like, oh my God.
It depends. It depends. Sometimes you're just like, and your stomach jumps. And yeah.
I've been moved to that moment.
Yeah, to the queasy?
No,
mine is a little different.
Like, damn it, if I don't get this person or talk to this person, I might die like right now.
I just feel like super giddy, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
I can say, you know, that probably only happened one time. Ever okay. in my life,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Yeah. I can't even expound on it because it's like it's so foreign to me.
So you don't look for butterflies.
Oh, right. No. So at this age you're not looking.
No. I'm not looking for the butterflies. I don't think even when I was younger, I was never looking for butterflies. I just, you know, I was pretty much robotic when it came to. People. I mean, I really was.
There is a woman. I must date her and then do it to her. Make her suck my
beep.
Beep.
Yes, I mean that's how I dated and that's how I was. I was just pretty like a shark, just kind of on a constant feeding frenzy. When it came to that, but
sharks aren't always on a constant.
Yes, they eat all the time. Eat all the time. Just chop, 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 chop. They don't sleep. They just eat. Shark week. But it's like, you know, but just a constant feeding frenzy. So it never was about emotions, feelings, or whatever like that, you know. Because my whole thing about feeling is like, feelings to me was like a pimp with a healthcare plan. It's not going to happen. So, yeah. But I mean, when that came in contact with that one particular person, that changed everything. It was different. Scared me, but it was different.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to talk about that at the break. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the show ends, mm-hmm. at the break.
Mm-hmm. Like that might be a spinoff.
Right.
IDS Extra.
No, IDS After Dark. Heartbreak.
Okay.
Heartbreak Hotel. So, this is a heartbreak.
So, yeah, that's it. But, I mean, I don't think...
Diego Starcraft.
But I think people always will look for that, no matter what age you get. You always want that feeling from the other person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that, you know, will ever stop. Or people just say, you know, they just stop doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
what the twerking? What
you doing?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Like you over there twerking? What's happening?
Oh, foot is
hurting.
Oh,
okay.
So that's pretty much it. Do we got time for one more question, or should we just wrap it up there?
Well, I think I'll just answer real quick, and then I think we should wrap up.
Okay.
Damn, I'll be honest. It's been, I can't even remember the last time someone gave me butterflies. Or it was like, you know, you look forward to seeing that person, you know. And this goes back to the friend where it was like, what'd she say? She hadn't heard from somebody in like 3 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. So to me, that means he wasn't feeling butterflies. Maybe she was, or maybe she was just kind of like, "Durr, what happened?" But I don't know. I mean, to like, from what I remember, that it's like you just get that feeling like when they touch you, your stomach jumps, and you get a little bit like, I want to say lightheaded, but it's just that it's just a really intense kind of feeling where it's like a serious connection with the person. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, I haven't had that connection with somebody in a really, really long time. Age wise, I don't think that ever should stop, because even if you are like 70, 80 and you're married to somebody or you're freshly dating somebody and they walk in a room and you just look at them and you're just like, oh my gosh, like you light up because they've entered a room. I mean, I don't know, that's no, not that face, because that means you had a stroke. But I mean, but if you light up and or you feel something, like, you know, your body just is like, oh my gosh, like it's either, it could be whatever you want it to be. It could be an attraction, it could just be like the blood is flowing through your veins or whatever reaction you get when you see somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there's ever an age put onto that, you know? And I think it's beautiful, and I think it's magical if you can still get that. And I don't know, I haven't had it in a while. And even just, you know, hanging out with somebody, I haven't had it in a while. Yeah. So I think if you still get that with somebody you're married to, somebody you're dating, somebody you're casually seeing, I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Nice. And you know,
yeah.
I do.
I only had it once. So.
I know, we know. Yeah, so. We know. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. We know. It's fine. Anyway.
It scared me.
I know. That's the cool part about it. It can see, and that is the cool part about it. It's a little bit of fear. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh wow.
Remember that phrase I just gave you? Maybe taking it back. But I mean, but see, that's the cool part about it. It's just, and it should scare you a little bit, like, oh my God, I'm feeling like, you know, especially if this is not something you feel. Now, if you feel that shit all the time, then okay, calm your pants down and take a cold shower.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but if it's really something you just, you're like, oh my gosh. And like I said, your stomach just ripples and you just feel a little lightheaded when you see that person.
Does that equate to the people who love to be in love? I mean, does that apply to those people?
I don't. Well, to me, I don't think it's the same thing.
Okay, because those people make me sick.
Love to be in love.
Yeah, they just love to be. They just love everybody, and they just love to be in love.
Go, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't. Okay, great. Okay. I don't think it's the same thing. Where it's just either. Like I love to be in love. Because I mean, I just don't think you get butterflies with every single person that you date.
Nope.
Or you hang out with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It, I don't think it comes that often. Mm-mm. To me.
It doesn't.
You know, and I think, and sometimes maybe people might get that confused. Mm-hmm. You know, that feeling, but really, it is that feeling when that person, like, if you were out on that date with that person and they touched your leg or they touched your hand or your arm and you just got that like.
Oh, that'd be a good segue for our next show. Mm-hmm.
With the
that whole thing. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like that's a real feeling. Like, I mean, that's, to me, that feeling doesn't come along very often. And if you really are going around touching people and getting that feeling, you need to sit down.
Something wrong.
Sit down. I don't think it's something wrong, but just sit down and take a break and think about it. That's all. But anywho, so yeah, I'm so glad we hang out. And we get to do this show, and you guys are listening, and you're sharing, and hopefully you're learning something as we are learning things, not only, you know, about ourselves, but we're learning things about each other, which is kind of fun too, you know. So thank you. And deepshow@yahoo.com if you want to send some feedback, 202-750-1437 if you want to leave a voicemail. We would greatly appreciate it. And please go to our Facebook page. I will try to remember to post some of these questions, so that way when we have the show, you can send your feedback in. Shout out to Rude Boy for reminding me to do that. And be kind. Get some butterflies.
Absolutely.
Find you some. Mm-hmm. Or just get you some.
Get you some.
Get you some.
Stand around the corner.
Okay, don't do that. Because then you're going to get the coots. Don't do what he said.
The clap.
I'm not even saying the clap. I'm saying the coots.
Glance, this romance does say.